Top foreign policy officials of Albania, Croatia, and Macedonia are in Washington for discussions with U.S. officials. At last year's NATO summit in Prague, the three countries joined with the United States to form the Adriatic Partnership to push their drive for NATO membership. All three countries are part of NATO's Partnership for Peace, and all three have contributed troops to peacekeeping missions in Afghanistan or Iraq. In a joint appearance at Washington's Woodrow Wilson Center, the foreign policy officials from Albania, Croatia, and Macedonia said Balkan countries must be included in Euro-Atlantic institutions. They outlined their country's efforts to meet both NATO and European Union membership requirements. Croatian Deputy Foreign Minister Ivan Simonovic said his country hopes to start formal negotiations to join the EU at the end of 2004. He's hopeful that with its now thriving economy, Croatia will be able to catch up with Bulgaria and Romania, who could join the EU as early as 2007.
We believe that it is achievable, although definitely we do not want to postpone Romania and Bulgaria. We intend to be fast enough to catch them up and not to slow them down.
Albania's acting foreign minister, Luan Hajdaraga, voiced support for a just-unveiled U.S. initiative that could lead to final status negotiations for Kosovo as early as 2005.
Kosovo cannot remain isolated, and to be created a gap, to say a hole, a black hole in the region, in South Eastern Europe. So it's very important to help Kosovo to fulfill the standards, and after that to be discussed the final status of Kosovo.
Kosovo is the 90% Albanian-populated Serbian province currently administered by the United Nations. Kosovar Albanians favor independence. Serbia opposes it. Macedonian Foreign Minister Ilenka Metrova said her country is making progress in integrating its Albanian minority into mainstream structures. She said the government is about to decentralize some decision-making, a move called for in the framework agreement that ended near civil war in Macedonia 2 years ago. With some political parties advocating a territorial separation between Albanians and Macedonians, Ms. Metrova voiced opposition to changing national borders anywhere in the region.
Cooperation and integration, yes, but changing borders in the Balkans could lead into new conflicts, into a new catastrophe.
The three foreign policy officials pledged increased cooperation to combat smuggling and human trafficking in the Balkans. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.